Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
Rascals bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, author of three books on home base, being home base, safe at home, home office know-how, teleworking, and telecommuting. Those are the three. He's an award-winning journalist and our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure.
And copywriter extraordinaire. His websites are gutwords.com and chiefhomeofficer.com. If you need some copy written, folks, if you need some help getting your message out, whatever you're doing online, if you got documents, your collateral material, or whatever you need, press releases too, right? You're great at press releases.
Absolutely. If it's written, spoken, blogged, or tweeted, I write it.
So, gutwords.com. Okay, Jeff, here's something I wanted to get you to help me with. So I'm in the process of buying a new laptop. I always use Lenovo, the T models. T stands for titanium. I've been using them now for a dozen years, and they are absolutely like trucks, although they don't weigh like a truck. And they're my workhorse. This computer's my workhorse. And so we have them all over the building here. Now I'm going to upgrade mine. I'm going to buy a new one for me. I've got seven professional 64 software, Microsoft software, operating system is what I'm trying to say, on this thing. And I love it. I love 7. I love the 7 Pro 64 bits, by the way. And of course, they've got 8. My wife has 8. She likes it, but I don't think I would like it. And now they want to sell me 10 on this thing. Jeff, what do I do? I don't know if I can make the quantum leap or not.
It's a hard call.
I can still buy the new one with the 7, and I'm thinking about doing it, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's a tough call, especially because there's a learning curve involved with moving to the latest operating system.
It takes me a day minimum just to put a new computer online. I'm a whole day shot just to bring the new computer online and to do the file swapping.
Right. I mean, if you're new to a computer, if you just crawled out from under a rock or out of your cave and you're getting a computer, and so in that computer has, say, Microsoft, you know, has Windows 10, or you're getting a new Apple device and it has the latest version, MacBook with the latest version, it's all great because you weave right into it. It's all fresh and new. But, you know, quite often we get sort of encouraged to download the latest operating system,
right,
whether it's for our desktop, our laptop, even our smartphone. And sometimes, your device might not be capable of handling, and it might overpower mm-hmm. the device. So that's something worth considering.
Yeah, if you've got 2 megabytes gigabytes of RAM and you download a new operating system, you could be shutting everything down.
Yeah, exactly, because the memory that you use on a daily basis, the stuff that, you know, powers up, the RAM that powers up when you power up your computer, could be overwhelmed, and then you could find it really sluggish if it runs at all. So, you know, it's worth thinking about whether you need to upgrade to the latest operating system. Now, conversely, something along those lines is quite often, the further we move away from an operating system, the more likely it is that the company is going to stop supporting it.
That's part of it. Here's another concern for me. I've got a couple of legacy products that I use, programs that I use, that I don't know will work on an upgrade. And there's one that I use. I can't do without it because it's PageMaker.
Right.
You know, they don't even make PageMaker anymore.
Yep.
And I've got 7. I've got the last one they made, I think. And I've been using PageMaker since the 80s.
Yeah.
And you know, I have people here who do the new system, and it's very elaborate. I don't have time to learn all that. That's what they're here for.
Right.
But I use this to develop a lot of my ideas and to give to them to make it better, right?
Right.
And so I'm worried about that.
That is ultimately the hardest call. One of the hardest calls in small business technology is when to upgrade. Mm-hmm. You know, hardware is an easier thing because usually hardware you upgrade it because your system
it just makes it faster and stronger. That's easy. That's easy, right? It's pretty much a financial decision.
It's a financial decision, and it's because something happened. So I had a laptop die recently.
Your software becomes like an old shirt.
Yep, exactly. And so it's really a hard decision. But you look through it, and you talk to your peers. You read reviews online as to, you know, those people who moved.
Are you using – what do you use?
I'm on 7, and I'm on 7? Windows 7, and it works perfectly.
Yep.
You know, it runs well.
I went right from XP to 7. They had like two versions in the middle that were horrible. I mean, they didn't work basically.
Yeah.
And I never used those Alta or Ultra or whatever it was. I never used those. And the more I heard, the more I didn't want to be part of it. And then when 7 came out, I went to 7.
Yeah. Now another thing to consider is before another thing to consider is when a new operating system comes out, they had all sorts of bugs in the iOS 10 operating system for mobile. Never be first in line.
That's a good
point. How many years have we
reminded people about that?
Absolutely.
Give it a year. Let them work out the bugs before you go there.
Absolutely. Yeah. People's phones got turned to bricks because they were first and there were bugs.
Yeah, so that's good advice. Good advice. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com. Those are Jeff's locations online. Check him out and use them to your advantage. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Jay-Z, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day, I promise. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.